getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go, once again, another edition of the Oompa Hour covered your way. Tim's Oompa Hour on the air with another hour of great old-time records. We always play records on the show, you know. Good lineup for you today. Maybe even over our weekly quota for waltzes this week, too. That's a distinct possibility as I look through the stack of records for today's show. And yes, I did get back to the other studio, and I did find the spoof commercial for the accordion school that I've been promising you I was going to play for the last 2 or 3 weeks. I finally did track that down, and I have that. We'll sneak that in here in a little bit this morning, so stand by for that, all right? We're going to get rolling with the Ample Airs Orchestra. Neat thing is, when you're in the band, you can name a song after yourself, because Wally Glowicki is one of the Ample Airs, and he wrote Wally's Polka. And if you're, you know, the guy in the band, you could certainly name a song after yourself. So let's kick it off this week with the Ample Airs and Wally's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go, the Wally's Polka with the Ample Airs kicking off the Oompa Hour for another week. And thanks for being along, whether you're listening on radio or you're listening on a web stream somewhere, or even a podcast. You could be finding the Oompa Hour and great old-time music each and every week. Remind you, too, if you want to get in touch with the Oompa Hour, email is the easy way to do it. It's just oompahour@mail.com. Can't be much simpler than that. So if you have a request or a question about a song or whatever, feel free. Also on Facebook, too, just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and you'll find us there as well. Now, I told you this week we may be over our quota on waltzes. We always try to have just one in every show, and I think I may have a couple of them coming up for us. And here's one of them, Marv Herzog, and it's the Night in May Waltz.
To be just yesterday, your lips met mine in sweet embrace. then our love, dear, will never die. Someday we'll meet in paradise, and then our love, dear, will never die. Forget that night in May. It seems to be just yesterday. Your lips met mine in sweet embrace. I'll always love you, always will. Someday
Night in May Waltz. It's Marv Herzog here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I don't know where the week went this week. Does it seem like the week was really fast to you? I don't know. It says we're going too fast, heading into the holidays and all that already. I've seen Christmas stuff out in the stores already, and Halloween is sneaking up on us, and I'm looking forward to that simply because I actually have a Halloween polka song that I had never heard of until a couple of weeks ago. I stumbled across the 45, and it's like, ooh, we got to save that one for the show that plays the week of Halloween. So that's a couple of weeks away yet, but it's coming up. So be looking forward to that. It's a great Frankenstein kind of polka, if you can imagine that. So that's on the way here in a couple of weeks on the Oompa Hour. All right, we're going to go from a waltz now to an oberic. Why not? Margot's oberic, in fact. Here's the Harold Steinbach Orchestra. There you have the Harold Steinbach Orchestra and Margot's Oberic here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, nothing but old-time records here on the show. And glad you're along with us for another week here. Want to mention the World of Accordions Museum and encourage you to stop by, pay them a visit if you ever find yourself hanging out around the Duluth and Superior, Wisconsin area. Duluth's in Minnesota, Superior's in Wisconsin. You just go over the bridge and you're in either one if you're not from the area. You may not know that. But you want to add them to your list of places to visit if you're on vacation or in the area. The World of Accordions Museum has over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display there in the museum. And, of course, they have a lot of other things as well, a vast collection of music and historical documentation, old advertising, a lot of stuff on the history and the heritage of the music that goes along with accordion playing and concertina music and old-time music. And that also, of course, a certified accordion and concertina repair school. As far as I know, the only certified repair school in the country. So if you're interested in that, you may want to check it out as well. Easy to find there on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Plenty of room to park there if you're traveling through the area. Maybe you're coming through in your motorhome or whatever. But you can find out more, visit them online at www.accordionworld.org. All right, www.accordionworld.org for the World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. If you're going to be in the area, by all means, you want to check them out, all right? Back to the music, Bob Mastel and the Polka Sharps on the way. Here's the Cutico Polka. Bob Mastel of the Polka Sharps, the Cutico Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Just a roll of the tunes out here for another week on the show. Deutschmeister's on the way here just a little bit. You've been following the saga of my my record sleeves and my storage situations here. I am proud and happy to announce that the new shipment of of record sleeves, 45 sleeves, did indeed arrive during the week last week. They were not defective like the ones we received last fall. They were properly made, so you can get the records in and out of them without going insane. And I've been actively organizing the 45s, putting them in the proper colored sleeves, and getting them into the new record shelves here in the studio. And I know I promised I'd put a picture on the Facebook page, and I keep forgetting to do that. I'll try to do that this week. However, not all the records are in the shelves yet, but you'll see that massive progress has been made compared to the stacks of records that were just sitting around all over the place for the last year and a half or so. So we're making some progress. Things are looking pretty good around here in the old Oompa Hour. So with that, let's do a little polka action from the Deutschmeisters featuring Tony Wolf on the concertina solo. Here's the Lindau Polka. Meisters and Tony Wolf on concertina there with the Lindau Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And all right, fine. What happens is I get so I anticipate so much playing something unusual that I can't wait. I want to play the fake commercial for the accordion school. And I was going to try to string you a little on a little longer here at the show this week and maybe get to it in another 15 minutes or so, but I just want to play it. It's not very long, and in fact, I think it's under a minute. But now, this is not a real school, so do not be going online trying to find the Wally Podrowski School for the Accordion, because this is a made-up fake commercial from, let's see, it would have been the late 1970s, so this is a good 35 years old, if not more. But here's a spoof commercial for an accordion school.
Yeah, she's too fat for me. Hello, Molly, you have flat tops. Now, how many times have you been watching the polka parade on your television and said to yourself, oh, if only I could play the accordion like that, oh, the girls I could get. And who does get the money, the praise, the fame and the gals at all of those big church dances? You betcha the accordion player. So if you've been thinking that you would like to play a bowl both ends against the middle, well, why not look into the Wally Podrowski School for the Accordion? In just 56 short easy lessons, we teach you how to play the tunes that are guaranteed to drive the gals wild. The polkas, the jigs, the older Western songs, the waltzes, the music that's always in demand. So if you want to learn to play the accordion for the pure joy of a going in and out, or simply so that you can wear the sexy lederhosen that drive the little babushkas into a frenzy, I think it's about time you enrolled in the Wally Podbroski School for the Accordion. And make sure you don't get squeezed out of all the action and you sign up today. Okay, let's go, boys. A one and a two.
Not a real school, not a real commercial. You cannot attend the Wally Podrowski School for the Accordion. But, you know, if you wanted to start such a school and you happen to be named Wally Podrowski, you could probably do that. But I've had that for years, and I just always found it amusing. And I've been meaning to throw it in here in the show for the last several weeks. And I kept forgetting, and then I had to go find it. And anyway, there you go. Back to the music. Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. Here's a High Button Shoes Polka.
Żaden chłopak nie chce po mnie, żaden chłopak nie chce. I tak płacze moje serce, bo mnie żaden chłopak nie chce po mnie, żaden chłopak nie chce.
There we have it. It's Bernie Witkowski and the Silver Bell Orchestra and the High Button Shoes Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I told you, we did have a few records that were a little unusual or a little out of the ordinary anyway this week. And this is one of those. I have a friend by the name of Deke Dickerson, and you may have never heard of Deke. He's basically a rock and roll musician, actually. Played in a group called the Untamed Youth. Made a lot of records. Currently, the last couple of years, he's been touring with the Trashmen. I don't know if you remember them. They had that big hit Surfin' Bird back in 63 or 64, and they're still around touring and very successful, and he's been fronting them. He's done records and CDs all the way from old-time country songs to garage rock and roll songs. He's a master guitarist, and he also runs a small record company out in California called Echophonic Records, and he's put out a lot of records, and he puts out a lot of 45s, and even though he's not really an old-timer, he's probably in his early 50s maybe, so he's not really an old-timer, but he appreciates doing things the old-timer way. And at his record label, all the records are done in mono, and he records everything on old equipment with tape recording machines in mono with amplifiers, with tubes and all that kind of thing, the way we did it back in the good old days. And then he puts out the records. He has them pressed up. He found a company that presses them, you know, in mono with the kind of presses they used back in the 50s. And he has the label is designed with the offset printing instead of the modern digital stuff. And I don't know, he's just kind of a fanatic about it. But he puts out a lot of really good music. And this one features a guitarist by the name of T.K. Smith. And the band is the Country Cabin Boys. And the tune is the Wounded Knee Polka. Wounded Knee Polka there, T.K. Smith, the Country Cabin Boys, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And as you could probably guess now, I've told you over the last couple of weeks, I've been really trying to organize the records and get them put into the proper sleeves, because I'm color-coding them, putting them in the right colored sleeves so I can go, I need a German record to balance things out today, and I can just grab one. I put the German records in the green sleeves. Brilliant, huh? They both start with G. I thought that was pretty clever anyway. But so this means, of course, I've been digging through a lot of records, sorting out a lot of records, and I find things that I'm like, oh, I didn't know I had that. And I found a little 7-inch record by the Chuck Allison Band, and it's a 7-inch extended play record with a small hole that plays at 33. And you may remember the extended play records with the big hole, like a regular 45 that played at 45 and had two songs on a side. But this one plays at 33, and it's a small record with a small hole, and it's just weird. And I stumbled on it, I was like, oh yeah, I remember having that, but I haven't played this in years and years and years and years. Here's the Chuck Allison Band and the Don't Cry Anna Polka.
Anna, can't you truly see? You were meant for me. Why don't you marry me? Don't cry, Anna, don't cry, Anna. Can't you plainly see? You were meant for me. Why don't you marry me? Thank you. Don't cry, Anna, don't cry, Anna. Can't you truly see? You were meant for me. Why don't you marry me? Don't cry, Anna, don't cry, Anna. Can't you plainly see? You were meant for me. Why don't you marry me?
Aha, Chuck Allison Band there, the Don't Cry Anna Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I was telling you about this record, you know, it's a 7-incher with two songs on each side, and it is on Aleatoric Records, and we've talked about them in months past out of Minneapolis. The Mrzinski brothers, Tom Mrzinski, that was his record label, and they always had a great, brilliant, crisp sound to the records they made there. I really like the sound of the records that came out of that studio, but that has nothing to do with it. I was going to play a Lil Wally record next. I got Who'd You Like to Love You with Lil Wally coming up here, and I got the record out, and I was like, whoa, that record really needs to be cleaned before we try to play it on the show. So while I cleaned that record with my official bottle of Fanstat record cleaner solution here, you can listen to Eddie Lash and his Star Concertina doing the House Party Polka, and I'll go over here and get the Lil Wally record cleaned up to play next. Eddie Lash there, House Party Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and that record was played just to give me time to clean the Lil Wally record that I was originally going to play. And I'm telling you, man, it was like I was washing the black right off the record. The record cleaning thing just got all black and gunky, and I don't know what's going on, but this is a vintage Lil Wally record here on Lil Wally's own JJ record label, actually, out of Chicago. And here's the Who'd You Like to Love You polka with Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra.
Who'd you like to love ya? Who'd you like to love ya? Who'd you like to hold ya tight? Who'd you like to kiss ya? Who'd you like to kiss ya? When it's time to say goodnight, who'd you like to want ya? Who'd you like to want ya? Close your eyes and try to see. Who'd you like to love ya? Honey, can't you see? I hope you're gonna say it's me. Hey! Yee-hoo-hoo! Who'd you like to miss ya? Who'd you like to miss ya? If you sail far, far away, who'd you like to meet ya? Who'd you like to need ya? More than anyone can say. Who'd you like beside ya? Who'd you like beside ya? On the day you say I do, tell me that you love me, if you really do. 'Cause honey, I'm in love with you. Yee-hoo-hoo! Hup, hup! Yee-hoo-hoo! Yee-hoo-hoo!
Classic there for Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Working our way through another stack of great vintage old-time records here on the show like we do each and every week. I have the Redbirds on the way next. This is tough. This is a tough choice because I was originally going to go for the Vienna Forever Polka on side A. But we haven't played the Blue Skirt Waltz for a really long time, and I don't think we've ever played the Redbirds version of the Blue Skirt Waltz. And I promised you more than one waltz in the show this week, kind of, didn't I? So let's just do it. Redbirds, here they are with the Blue Skirt Waltz on Tim's Oompa Hour. All right, see, to me, that is like a standard version there of the Blue Skirt Waltz. That's most of the time, that's exactly what I expect it to sound like. There are the Redbirds doing their version here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and Ray Budzulik and his orchestra are up next. Here is Johnny Zoberek.
What is a gracia mia berka?
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Budzulik and the orchestra, Johnny Zoberek here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Albert Mikish up next. This is the Party Polka.
Polka, twirling around the floor. We'll all clap our hands and shout for more, dancing the party polka. Shout for more, dancing the party polka.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Yes, there you go. Hey, help support the music and the various polka organizations, and it always just kind of helps spread the polka love, if you know what I mean. All right, here's an oldie but a goodie, and again, a third waltz in the show now, Janssen's Waltz. Here's Dusty Lane and his orchestra.
Thank you.
right, there's Janssen's Waltz with Dusty Lane and his orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Got to get a couple more records into the show this week here. Let's head over to Hebron, North Dakota and grab a record, shall we? Maybe you've heard of the Tibor Brothers. I don't know if they're still playing. This record's 40 years old, but I can imagine there's got to be some left because it's a big family group, and they put out a whole lot of really great records, and we can sneak one in here. Hebron, North Dakota, big town of, like, I don't know, not very many people. Anyway, here's their version of the Pennsylvania Polka. There you go, the Tibor Brothers Pennsylvania Polka out of Hebron, North Dakota, here on the Oompa Hour today. Let's see if we can remember them all. It'll be Kurt, Harvey, Francis, Gerald, Larry, Charlie, Bernie, and Jerome, and Albert, who was Dad, actually. And there they are with the Pennsylvania Polka. Let's put the wraps on the show for this week, shall we? With Al Zluzniak, and kind of an appropriate record, I guess, for the end of the show. Here's the Goodnight Polka.
Moja dziewczyno, moja jedyno, ja ciebie kocham i ciebie chcę. A moja mamo, nie żałuj, że mi, bo ja ją wezmę za żoneczkę. A moja mamo, nie żałuj, że mi, bo ja ją wezmę za żoneczkę. Dobranoc, luba, bo już nad ranem, przypatrzcie, hej, bo już biały dzień. Wczoraj cię widział z jednym kochankiem, o której później opowiem ci. Wczoraj cię widział z jednym kochankiem, o której później opowiem ci. Przystąpisz z nim do ołtarza, a ja wyskoczę, przeskodzę ci. Wezmę rewolwer, piersię zastrzelę i stan małżeński rozłączę ci. Wezmę rewolwer, piersię zastrzelę i stan małżeński rozłączę ci. A może kiedy będziesz wiedziała, że ja cię kochał więcej aż on, ja wezmę konia sobie ze sadły i tam pojadę z dalekich stron. Ja wezmę konia sobie ze sadły i tam pojadę z dalekich stron.
There we go. The Goodnight Polka kind of puts the wraps on another edition of the Oompa Hour here. Glad for having you along with us. Whether you're listening on a radio or a web stream or a podcast or whatever, I hope you're just all pooped out from dancing.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and the International Polka Association. Until next time, stay happy, everybody.